A lot of people try boxing because they want to prove something to themselves, or maybe discover something about themselves. Thomas Page McBee achieved a first recently. He became the first transgender man ever to box at Madison Square Garden. But you know, being first wasn't his goal. He was a journalist training for a charity match. Angelo Bautista caught up with McBee recently to talk about his new memoir, Amateur, and to find out what he learned about male violence and why men fight.
I transitioned when I was 30 years old, and I felt obviously a lot better in my body and in myself, but I really wasn't prepared for what I now know sociologists call the man box, which is like the parameters around masculinity and how it's policed. They're so baked into our culture that I think they're almost invisible to most people, and they weren't invisible to me. So I had been noticing, you know, the weight of constriction around how I behave and how I express myself, and it was bothering me, but I didn't, it's like I would bring it up to other guys and no one really had anything to say about it. It was kind of like, that's just how guys are, you know? And so when my mom died, I found myself dealing with grief, and it's all consuming. And I went through the summer where for 3 months in a row, I was walking around and I just was so angry. Like I felt like I couldn't, at the time, like, you know, I was 34 and I had a few years on testosterone, and I couldn't figure out how to express sadness. And so I was walking around just feeling mad. And my theory now is I actually think I was just giving off a like angry vibe. And so it was attracting other men with angry vibes. And I had this experience of 3 months in a row, men trying to street fight me in Manhattan. And it was bizarre and hasn't happened since. But it really led me to like this first big question I had, which is, why do men fight? What is this about?
So let's jump back to before you transitioned. There was an incident that happens in Oakland that kind of led to your decision to transition. What happened there?
Yeah, I was, I was walking back from the BART station. I was, 29 years old. I was with my ex, and this guy sort of tackled me from behind. Even though I hadn't transitioned, I was very androgynous, and I looked like a man, certainly from behind. And anyway, he tackled me, and he held us up at gunpoint for a really long time. Like, I think it must have been at least 10 minutes, and sort of held a gun to my head, and it was really scary. We eventually were able to sort of run away, and later I found out that this guy had gone on to like shoot two other men, and he killed one of them in a very similar situation. And the reason he let us run away is because when I finally spoke and said I didn't have any money, my voice sounded not like this. And the theory had always been that he had some sort of vendetta where he was shooting the men in couples and not the women. So he'd rob a couple and only shoot the guy. And so when I spoke, it didn't fit his MO and he just let us go. So in this very weird poetic way, you know, transitioning had been something that I considered many times and I just couldn't really imagine. But when this guy let me go, in a weird way, I was like, wow, I feel so deeply misunderstood, but also so grateful that I'm alive. It was so clarifying. Like I feel like there's very few moments in our lives that we're lucky enough to like have sort of this pure sense of truth. And I just realized when this guy let me go, like I almost felt like I could put my past behind me because it had liberated me. I was grateful, but I also was like, this isn't me and I need to change that. And that's when I transitioned.
So you started training. What was it like stepping into the boxing gym the first day?
Terrifying. You know, I mean, it was like a real Rocky style boxing gym in New York. Subterranean, sweaty, loud. You know, I had grown up playing soccer, but I hadn't transitioned. So I had not been in a sort of male sports space in that way. And I also made a decision to not out myself as trans. As part of the story, I really wanted to not feel like that was mediating people's relationship to me or to my presentation of myself or my gender. So much of what happened when I walked into the gym was actually really healing.
One of the things that surprised me in the book is how boxing is kind of this place that is simultaneously violent. The goal is physical confrontation, but it's also a place for intimacy and affection. Can you explain that?
Yeah, one of the sociologists I spoke to referred to it as the cover of violence, which is kind of a sad idea that it allows men to have the intimacy that, you know, we all crave as human beings, but so much about the prescriptive ideas about what being a man means, especially for straight men, it is so often about not showing weakness, which often means showing like a desire for human contact or, you know, in any kind of emotional world. So there's something I found very deeply exposing about boxing. So much of it's psychological, and it's really powerful to get to know people in this very like sort of physicalized way.
Mm. When I was in elementary school, my dad enrolled me in karate classes. He wanted me to learn discipline, and I think he was afraid of me being bullied, and he wanted me to learn how to fight and how to be more aggressive. And it didn't really work, obviously. But it was interesting to see you and watch you have to learn how to want to hit someone and to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to be aggressive?
I've always been a sort of person who values nonviolence. I'm not an aggressive person in general. But when I was learning to box and I realized that I hadn't been raised to be aggressive, the guys who are cis who are able to so much more easily feel comfortable hitting, maybe they were scared to get hit and I wasn't because I'd been a goalie and I actually felt really comfortable being hit. But being able to hit someone else was just such a challenge for me because I'd been socialized literally not to fight. That's like a very human response to threat. And I felt like, wow, that's so profound that I've been taught that my body isn't worth fighting for, worth protecting. And so for me, it was really important to learn that I could get back in touch with that instinct in a safe environment that's relatively safe, but in a, you know, again, a consensual environment that's about fighting. It felt really profound to connect with that instinct.
So when it comes to like the real deal, you're in the ring and you're hitting someone and they hit you back, what does that feel like?
The first time that that happened in a way that wasn't gentle sparring was when I had to do my qualifying spar with the guy who I ended up fighting at Madison Square Garden, and the charity required us to do this, like, you know, this day where we'd sparred each other first just to make sure we were relatively evenly matched. And I hadn't had really any training. I'd been training for like, I think 6 weeks or something at that point, and he'd been training a lot longer, and we weren't evenly matched at all at that point. And so he really beat the crap out of me. I mean, it was really humiliating. I hit him back, sure, but like he just really knew what he was doing and I really didn't. He got a technical knockout, like I fell over. Like if we'd been in an actual fight, he would have 100% won in the first like 2 minutes. And that was, I think, the first time I really felt aware of what I was signing up for. But also it was like the worst thing that could happen happened. And then it's kind of a cliche, but they say like, it's not what happens when you get knocked down, it's what happens after. And my coach pointed this out to me, but he was just like, you were just up so fast. You jumped on your feet and you're just like, don't even talk to me. Like, let's keep going. And he was always pointing out these things that felt so profound. Like, that's who you are. You're that person. You're the guy who gets back up right away. And that was so beautiful to me. So it felt like really humiliating and embarrassing, but then also I was the guy who got back up. And then actually all the guys sort of from the gym kind of came around and they were watching, which is kind of a big compliment because it's like everyone's kind of interested, like what's going to happen now. And then after I got out of the ring, all these old timers were, you know, really encouraging. That was awesome, the way you handled yourself. And so it was an experience that went from what felt like a disaster to I can see myself actually being able to do this thing all in one go. And after that, it became a lot easier to really see myself as a person who could actually be a fighter.
Thomas Page McBee, talking with Angelo Bautista about his new memoir, Amateur. Thomas was the first transgender man to box at Madison Square Garden.